Hi, I am so glad that you could join me. Everything is going to start in just a few minutes, but first I want to make sure your experience will be as enjoyable as possible. Please first promise me that you will go into this experience with an open mind and will focus on the overall experience. Not just on some goal or on having a hands-free orgasm. Instead, focus on relaxing and enjoying the experience as a whole. Do you promise me? Would you promise me out loud, please? Lovely. Good puppet. So why don't you show me how delightful you can be and go grab yourself a glass of water so you have something to drink when you come out of trance. Pause anytime you need to. I will always be here when you get back. Have your hydration ready. Good. Now, would you kindly take a moment and check that everything else is just right for our fun together as well? Check that you have nothing you need to be doing right now. Check that you have privacy. Check that you are in relaxed clothing to start. Make sure that you have on stereo headphones, as otherwise some parts might come across a bit jumbled. And the only jumbling we want is in your mind, not your ears. Don't worry about your desire to listen naked. I will suggest that you take your clothes off later on in our scene, and it will be much more immersive when you have clothes to follow this instruction with. Don't you think? Now, would you kindly shut off any alerts your phone may send and turn off the lights? And then just come back here to me by pressing play when you are kneeling in front of your bed and ready for me. I will wait for you. Are you all ready? Good. Now that you are all ready for me, we can begin. I want you to start by relaxing. Yes, if you are a good boy, you are kneeling. But that doesn't have to be uncomfortable. You can rest your arms or your head against the bed if that makes everything better. It's all right. Would you kindly just relax for me? Relaxing is such an absolutely wonderful feeling. Even if the pleasure from it can be a bit subtle. You might not notice at first the tension slowly leaving you, but the more you relax, the better you will feel, and even if it happens so incrementally that there is no conscious attention to it, the better you feel, the more you relax as well. Doesn't that sound nice? Feeling better and better, relaxing more and more. Would you mind answering out loud? Just saying yes for me, if you would be so kind. All of my suggestions can be so easily answered with yes. And it makes it so much more immersive if you just play along. even if you are, for now. And just answer me each and every time I ask you a question. You want to be immersed, don't you? Good. So good. Now would you please stand up and slowly take off any pants or underwear you have on? I would absolutely love it if you did that for me. You don't even have to take off your headphones. You can just leave your shirt on. Take your time. Breathe and relax. Do you remember to always answer me when I suggest something? Out loud as well as in your mind.
Yes.
Good. Good boy. Now the interesting thing is, you will find that every time you say yes, or follow one of my suggestions, one of my instructions, you relax a bit more. Surrender a bit more of yourself over to purpose of trance. Why don't you go back onto the bed and arrange yourself comfortably? On your back, it's just fine. And make sure that the pillow is just right. Take your time and wiggle around a bit to be sure that everything is comfortable. Your limbs sprawled out, your back supported, your neck laying just right. All of your muscles given every advantage towards relaxing. More and more. Following my suggestions out of trance helps to put you in the right mindset, making it so much easier to follow my suggestions in trance. Don't you think so?
Yes.
Doesn't that just make sense?
Yes.
I agree. Everything good?
Yes.
Are you ready to go deep into trance for me? Are you open to the pleasure I can bring you?
Yes.
Good. Remember, you are safe. Safe here, safe with me. And if at any time things get too intense, there is always a safety line out. Close your eyes. Concentrate for me. Picture in your mind a line. A string or a rope that extends into any place that I take you. And at any time, if you feel uncomfortable or unwilling to continue, you can pull this line and it will jerk you free of any suggestions and out of hypnotic trance, free of any installed triggers, and also will free you from my control. Or, since not everyone visualizes as strong, give a word to yourself. Like, stop. Or whatever word works best for you. Maybe free me. Try to pick a word that won't be coming up in my files very likely. At least not coming from you. Knowing as you choose the word and cement it into place, that this word will bring you safely and instantly out of trance, no matter how deep I take you, how long you are down, saying it will bring you abruptly out of trance, free of all ties binding you to me. Now I hope it's not needed. But for trust to establish, it is sometimes good for there to be a safety net. Trust but verify. And it's so very important to me that you trust me, that you feel safe sinking into deep hypnotic trance with me. Do you feel safe?
Yes.
Do you trust me to take care of you. That makes me feel really good. Notice how every time you say yes to me, you relax more. You accept more that this is what you want. You give in to me more and more with every single yes. Isn't that so, Puppet? That's simply how it works. How it has always worked throughout the ages. It's a part of human conditioning. Saying yes once makes it easier to say yes again, even stronger. Even out of trance, we are conditioning your mind, priming it for a more intimate, significant, and meaningful trance. Because hypnosis isn't just some magic trick, some parlor show theater. It can be so much more. And the more you trust me, the more you let go, the deeper you will go, the more pleasure you will feel, the happier you will be. Because it is so nice to give your mind the break of slipping away from everything else and simply floating along in trance. Focusing and following. Following and focusing. Only on my voice. Let everything else, all sounds and distractions, both those from outside and even those inside your own mind, just slip away. It feels good to escape those things. They only cause tension and stress. And I would like it. I would really, really like it. If you could just imagine for me all of these possible distractions, these intrusive thoughts, any invasive sounds, or even any aches or pains within your body, any chemicals in your brain that seek to interrupt our fun, anything at all that might distract you from my voice. I would love it if you pictured them, see them, feel them, simply as rain. Heavy. Sometimes lighter, sometimes a downpour. Millions of little droplets, each inconsequential. Picture it. Can you do that for me? Please do. Everything that is not my voice is simply rain. And while you cannot stop the rain, you can insulate yourself from it. So with your eyes closed, I want you to picture yourself outside, and all of the noise in your room outside your room, all of your stray thoughts and attempts at your awareness, all those pesky chemicals in the brain, is simply rain. Beats against you. You survive it. But it's uncomfortable. The rain is life and it will always be there, but a bit away from you there is a building. A very comfy looking little cottage surrounded by trees. A little chimney sticking up. Smoke coming from the top, and the windows of this little cottage are filled with a cheery, cheery glow. This little cottage is perfect. Perfect to escape the rain. Perfect to escape those thousands of tiny droplets that, while you barely feel each one, together they get a bit uncomfortable. Wouldn't it be so nice to go inside? Wouldn't it be so nice to escape the rain for a bit? To rest, to recharge before continuing your journey? It would be nice, yes? Yes. It will feel so relaxing to curl up in front of a warm fire. And it's our cottage. We share it, you and I. So you know that you are always welcome. So just walk towards it. See the front, bordered by flowers, a simple little door. Really fixate on that door. Can you do that for me? Do you see it? Clean out the details. The color. Really picture it. It's the color your mind associates with safety, with comfort. And there's little windows with little shutters. And little flowers all up the lane, following the path of a bunch of big flat stones in a path that leads towards it. Towards that door, that safety, that warmth, that comfort. I think that you should carefully walk on those stones so you don't get your feet all muddy. Don't you agree? Smart boy. Now there are 40 stones, and I will count them down as you walk them. 39. And with each number, each stone stepped upon, 38, your mind will fixate and focus on that door more and more.
37,
listen to my voice.
36,
everything else is just rain.
35,
washing off of you.
34,
dripping and draining away.
33,
all of your thoughts.
32,
dripping and draining away.
31.
Let them.
30.
There is no need to try and catch the raindrops.
29.
It would be just as silly as trying to catch your thoughts.
28.
Useless.
27.
Silly.
26.
Are you silly, my boy?
25.
Sometimes you are.
24.
But not right now.
23.
Right now, you are my good boy. My sweet boy.
22.
Aren't you?
21.
You are my sweet boy.
20.
Aren't you?
19.
Your mind is dripping away as step by step you walk further down the path.
18.
Closer and closer to the door.
17.
To escape and sucker from the rain.
16.
You know that once inside, the rain and everything it carries will be muffled.
15.
Your mind can finally be quiet.
14.
And you will hear my voice so much clearer.
13.
It is so much easier to relax.
12.
To sink deeper into trance.
11.
When everything else is muffled.
10.
When you are safe and warm.
9.
And free to focus only on my voice.
8.
Letting it lead you deeper and deeper.
7.
Deeper with every number down.
6.
Just say yes.
5.
And that's all you need to do.
Yes. 4.
And you will go deeper.
Yes. 3.
Sink softly into my voice.
Yes. 2.
And as you reach the door and reach out to open it.
Yes. 1. You just step inside. Your mind goes blank. You feel so good.
And you flirt.
There's no pressure in floating, no expectation. Your mind simply flirts. Hazy and blissfully blank. And it feels good. So good. You're doing so good, so perfect.
But I want you to come inside.
Feel yourself coming in. The rain far behind you now. Please shut the door firmly, completely cutting off the outside world, protecting you from all that rain, all that tension and stress. Here you are free from it. And isn't that just so much better for you? Now, saying imagine and visualize every time I tell you to do something, every time I tell you to picture something, it's a little bit boring. And you are smart enough that I don't need to. Your mind can pick up, even from the back, and add those bits on your own, can't you? Following a simple instruction, without needing it micromanaged. You know that any time I suggest you do something, that your body doesn't need to move, not anymore. Your body doesn't want to move, not anymore. Isn't that so? The only thing that should move is your lips, as you say, yes. And it's so easy now to say yes, isn't it? So automatic, so happily being conditioned inside of you. You like this, don't you? You make me so happy. Now that you are inside, you can look around. See the sweet little pictures on the wall of all of your happiest moments. Framed and immortalized little snapshots of time when you had a wonderful experience. There are curtains on the windows and a deep, lush rug on the floor. You remove your wet shoes, your wet clothes, stripping completely naked, inside and out. You want to come to me completely naked, don't you? Don't get my rug wet. Squeegee away any excess water, any remaining droplets and thoughts. Excise them. All thoughts belong outside with the rain. And you don't want to drip them all over my rug now, do you? I didn't think so. But come now. Come in deeper. You step on the thick rug, reveling in its lushness under your bare feet. So comfy. Walk in deeper. See the stone fireplace and the lit flame within. There is a bearskin rug in front. It is thick and warm, and it's on the floor. Might I suggest that you go sit down on it? On the floor where you feel so much more comfortable. You feel so much more in your proper place. Mind thick and heavy. Simply following, simply focusing. And just stare at the fire. Gaze at the flames. Bright with color. Vibrant with oranges, reds, yellows. Sometimes blues in a purifying white. Look in. Deeper. And each time I say deeper, feel your mind dropping deeper. Deeper into trance as little licks of molten light dip and drop and sway. Dancing. Your mind falling. Safe and warm. You are safe and warm. Simply let go. Feel released. Feel relaxed. Warm fire evaporating any thoughts left inside. It's heat purging you, preparing you. Just go deeper. Sweet boy, sinking deeper, deeper. Feel the heat as it comes from the flames. And as you look inside them, you see my face. Perfect. Needing no description, your mind already knows. My eyes almost glowing until the almost becomes a certainty. Like little coals of blue light. You feel that light washing over you as you stare into them. Each orb its own little spiral, its own little well that your mind just drops into. You fall into them. My voice drifting out of the hearth, surrounding you, drawing you in. And nothing can hurt you. Nothing can harm you. You are safe. You are warm. And it feels natural to shift your body to be more comfortable, to let the heat touch more and more of your body. Each place the warm air hits, just relaxing, reducing your muscles to putty. As you feel the heat on your feet, on your legs, heat soaking into your calf muscles, into your thighs. That heat seeping in and taking away any discomfort from being on your knees, leaving you feeling even more relaxed, even more comfortable. As the heat from my flames goes across your hips, you feel it on your belly, on your back. My heat just infusing you, helping you to relax more and more. Relaxing more and more, breathing deeply, sinking steadily, as that heat goes up your chest, across your arms, even your little fingers feeling so good, so warm, so comfortable, your neck now relaxing even more, breathing deeply as your head settles firmly into it. Firmly into relaxing. Firmly into its weight supported as you sink down deeper. Watching the flames as they shift and dance. Just keep watching the flames. Focusing on my voice and how good your body feels. Muscles relaxing one by one. And while the word deeper causes you to sink deeper into relaxed and happy trance, there is a phrase I will say that will drop you even faster, even further, into a place of full suggestibility, where my every suggestion takes root inside of you, blooming into sweet and wonderful purpose and pleasure. Like an ember given what? Flaring. Flaring where you are so, so, so suggestible. That it is easy to let my suggestions take over. To say yes to all of them. Saying yes not just with your voice and with your mind, but with your body, with your way of thinking. The patterns falling, falling, falling into my stencil, falling into how I want them to be, making it so easy for you to just follow those patterns, always saying yes to me, knowing that you always have that line, that escape word if you need it. But this feels so, so good. You want to go deeper, don't you?
Yes.
Good boy.
Yes.
My sweet boy. The phrase is, blank boy, blank mind.
Blank boy,
And it makes you feel secure in knowing that no one is going to randomly say,
blank boy, blank mind,
to you. No one is randomly going to whisper,
blank mind, blank boy,
in your ear. And so it's so easy and comfortable for your mind to give over to that suggestion, that hearing,
blank boy, blank mind,
will bring you even deeper under my control, will instantly send you into deep, wonderful trance, in that place where you are just so suggestible, so that if I, or anyone you gave that phrase to who knew to use it on you, could just easily, oh so easily, put suggestions in your mind that you would be oh so agreeable to. And it's so nice to have something that can bring you down so fast to this place, because you're so happy here, aren't you? Yes, you are, my blank boy, blank mind. You feel so good. And blank boy, blank mind is such a random grouping of words. You don't have to worry about anyone saying it to you randomly, so you don't need any defenses against it. Just knowing that if someone you want to have control over you knows it, they can play with you this way, they can install suggestions to you this way, they can make you so easily happy, blank, 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 blank. Blank boy, blank mind, blank, blank, you are so blank, my blank boy with the blank mind. And when you hear it, you will drop into deep sleep. You will be a blank boy with a blank mind. A wonderful, relaxing, suggestible trance state. So ready to accept all of my suggestions. To feel all of my suggestions. Mind and body in a deep relaxation that is very like sleep. In that your thoughts drift aimlessly and your body and mind recharges. So very like sleep in that you almost seem to dream. And yet different. Because I am here guiding it. You will feel wonderfully intense and sexual pleasure. Even when you drop into this place. So the blank boy, blank mind has a very sexual tinge to it. Into an aroused trance, even as it's relaxed. Because it feels so good. Because you get so turned on at being controlled this way. That even underneath of that blank mind in my blank boy, you still are so excited, aren't you?
Yes.
You feel wonderfully intense and sexual pleasure. And that is what you want, don't you?
Yes.
Don't you want wonderfully intense and sexual pleasure just pulsing, pulsing, pulsing through you? Yes, of course you do. You are my good boy. It's part of what makes you so very perfect. My sweet boy. My silly, slutty, horny boy. And when you are ready, say, please. And when I am ready, I will take you away.
Please. 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 Yes. Yes. Please. Yes. Please. Yes. Please. Yes. Please. Yes. Please. Yes. Please.
Sweet boy, blank boy, blank mind.
Oh, yes, yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Good boy. So good. My sweet boy. Blank boy, blank mind. Oh, yes, please. Blank boy, blank mind.
Yes.
It feels so good. My blank boy with the blank mind. Yes. Yes.
Please.
Yes. Please. Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to chant that. I want you to say it. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Begging over and over. Over and over. You want me so badly to say your trigger phrase again, don't you? Over and over. Over and over. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. So polite. So well-mannered. Such a good boy. Such a good slave. So blank. You like being blank. You like your mind just being a black hole. Pulling in all of your thoughts. Pulling in everything that's not my words. And you so badly want to hear your phrase. Whenever you even think it could be a possibility, because it feels so good to sink down into suggestible trance. But if you want me to say it, you have to beg.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Please, yes. Yes, please. Please, yes. Yes, please. Please, yes. Yes, please. Please, yes. Yes, please. Please, yes.
There's no need to fight it. Just give in. Just know that your begging and your pleading makes me happy. Feels so good to make me happy. And you want it so badly, don't you?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Such a good boy. My sweet boy. Blank boy, blank mind. Floating and drifting. My good boy. Little suggestions can make such a big difference.
Blank.
They're a subtler form of control to ordering someone to do something.
Blank.
So much more pleasant to the receiver.
Blank.
Giving the seeming ability to choose so that when you follow the suggestions, you can feel so much happier. So much happier with your own agency and choosing to fulfill a request rather than forced to follow an order. So much easier for your mind to go along with it, fooled into thinking it's partly their own volition. Even when you would never say no. Even when that's so very obvious and yet you don't even think. Because you don't need to think. You're a blank boy with a blank mind, and all I think is how good it feels to be able to do what I tell you to. How much pleasure you get out of pleasing me. Asking as opposed to telling. Even if the person speaking knows very well, both will have the listener following their will. And I do. I do. Because I know you. You're my blank boy, blank mind. And it feels so good to be this way. Feels so good to just be a slave boy, practically a drone following my will, following my orders, saying yes. Yes, please. It does feel good, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So while I have you so nice and deep, where my suggestions are so very powerful in your mind, I want to deeper tie together two things. I want to tie your arousal, your cock stiffening and throbbing and growing and wanting to fill. That sexual pleasure that thrusts into it, thrusts through you, through your entire body. I want you to take all these feelings of arousal and sexual pleasure that you are capable of, all these tingling electrical impulses that cross your nerves and spark off pleasure, arousing and sexual. And I want you to tie all of these feelings to saying yes to me for the rest of this file, so that each time you say yes, both in your mind and out loud, you feel pleasure, giving you, in a way, your own power to feel pleasure while still being completely within mine. And that's safe and that's easy, and yet there's this thrill of exciting adventure to it, of naughtiness, because you are a slut, aren't you? Just admit it. And doesn't that feel good? Yes, it does. And yes, it will. Feel so much better each and every time you say yes. Each and every time I ask you a question, each and every time I tell you to do something, every time you respond in the affirmative. You know you're a good boy, and you feel deep, intense, sexual pleasure flood over your body. Now just say it with me a few times. Say it and feel that pleasure flooding over you as you say yes. Say it, my good boy. Yes. It feels good, doesn't it? Yes. You're a slut, aren't you? Yes. You're my slut, aren't you? Yes. But you're a good boy, aren't you? Yes. You want to go even deeper, don't you? Yes. You want to feel even more pleasure, don't you? Yes. And each time you say yes, each time you hear me say yes, you feel that wave of sexual pleasure just flooding over you. And it makes you want more as you become hornier and more aroused. And the more aroused you become, the more you want. And the more you get, the more aroused you become. It becomes this giant wave of insatiable need that keeps getting hit with striking jolts of dopamine and pleasure every time you say yes. And I will allow you to say yes as much as feels good to you. Saying yes over and over again, even when I'm not saying it, even when I'm not asking you a question, for the rest of your trance, saying yes as much as you feel you need to get your body squirming with the pleasure, saying yes. And would you like even more pleasure? Would you like me to use even more triggers to drive your mind over the brink, over the edge, feeling so good as that pleasure builds up, as it jolts inside of you harder and harder, hitting you harder and harder? Would you like that, my sweet boy? Yes, yes, you would. So I'm going to give you so many of your triggers. And I want you to take each one that you've learned, each one that you've felt inside of you, and I want you to feel them even stronger, because as I give them to you, you're going to say yes. Further tying sexual arousal and pleasure to the word yes. Only when you say it to me. Only when you say it to someone who you want to have the same reaction you get to me from. Say yes, and I will give you those triggers. Beg me. Do you think you deserve this?
Yes.
Do you need this?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want this?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Then feel it. Feel that pleasure. That deep, strong sexual pleasure. Flooding through your body, jolting through your veins, your blood pumping with it, your cock pulsing with it as the pleasure fills you up stronger and stronger. And your body just clenches with it. Your ass clenches tight as your hips thrust up, as your cock clenches, as your balls clench in pleasure, Deep surging arousal as sexual pleasure goes thrusting through your body. Your mind awash with that. Feeling that pleasure in your mind as it hits you again and again, and you just say, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, each one growing your arousal stronger and stronger, riding those waves as that pleasure tingles along the edges of your awareness, threatening to come in, threatening to all come together, meeting at the middle, blinding you with an explosion of deep, wonderful sexual pleasure crashing through you. You feel it. It's like a spider web growing bigger and bigger, starting at the edges of your brain, and then slowly spiraling in, taking up more and more of your mind until there's nothing left except pleasure, deep, wonderful pleasure. As you say yes, and it gets stronger, as you say yes, and you get closer and closer and closer and closer, as the web tightens, as your pleasure floods you, as you clench with it, surge with it, feel the need within you, pulsing and pulsing and pulsing. Please, please, please. A part of your mind goes, yes, yes, yes. And the rest of it, yes, please, merging, please, yes, coming together, forming until you're no longer even coherent. You don't need to be coherent, but you feel your trigger going off again and again and again, causing more and more pleasure to rise, to build, to come together into something beautiful that is meant to be shattered. When you surge and erupt and come, and you're allowed to come. Do you want to come? You can come. You're allowed to come. And I want you to give yourself permission, even as I am giving you permission, saying in your own mind, come for me now. Come for me now. Come for me now. As if it's my voice within your thoughts, and it is, saying, come for me now. Right when you hit that crescendo, the top of the wave, the top of the mountain, the top of the roller coaster, right when you're ready to come crashing down into your orgasm over and over and over again. And it doesn't need to be one isolated event. It can keep going, keep running, keep riding. You can keep riding that wave of pleasure for as long as it goes, saying yes to make it spike up again, saying yes to make the pleasure build again, until orgasm crashes over you over and over and over again. And sometimes counting helps. Counting helps to give you intense spikes of pleasure. They may cause orgasm. They may just feel really fucking good. Either way, your body and your mind anticipates the pleasure and feels that tension building, like that surging arousal right before you erupt and come. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Coming over you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Clench your body, clenches in pleasure as you clench underneath the onslaught of my triggers, under your own devices of saying yes, please, yes, please, yes, please, yes, please, yes, please. 5, please, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes, yes. Come for me, 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 come for me. Feel it surging inside of you, that deep, wonderful wave of pleasure, my sweet little drone, giving in, accepting, becoming mine. Surging, 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 harder, harder, your hips thrusting with the pleasure, giving in to the pleasure, letting the pleasure run through you, take over, and you come all over. All over your mind, just bursting and spurting. Your cock twitching, feeling those sensations as they pulse, 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 pulse inside of you. As you go, yes, 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 please, yes, please, begging incoherently like the little slave boy slut you are. Like the horny little needy, 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 submissive. Saying yes is so natural to you, so it's so natural that saying yes brings you pleasure. It brings me pleasure as you obey me, as you feel that pleasure surging over you again and again and again. Yes, 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 please, yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Like fireworks crashing in your brain, it goes off, it explodes, it erupts, it surges. You come, you come, you come, you come, you come, you come, begging, practically screaming. You need it, you want it, you whimpering little whore. Come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me, come for me. Come for me. That's it, that's it. Give into your conditioning, give into your training, give into what I want, give it to me, release, relax, and accept. Come, come, feel that pleasure washing and crashing and dripping. So good, so good, feeling so good, so good. You're a good boy, my sweet boy, good boy, my sweet boy. Blank boy, blank mind. Blank boy, blank mind. Ah, tension leaving your body as you relax, as you slump. Still hazy and blissful blankness. But I really want to make sure we get every last drop. And you want to give me every last drop of your cum, don't you? Yes. So, I am freeing one of your hands from the immobile trance it's been in. I want you to take your hand, your dominant hand, to be my submissive actor, to go down and touch your cock. And it feels so good and so natural to follow my suggestion, so much so that you might not even remember me making it to you. All you know is that right now you have your hand on your cock, and that pleases me, and that pleases you. All that matters is that you're obeying, and that that makes you feel really good, doesn't it? Yes. Yes, it does. And I want you to stroke it. Can you do that for me? Yes. You can stroke your cock. Stroke it nice and easy, up and down. It's so sensitive right now. It's so hard and so ready and so willing to obey me just as you do. And I want you to stroke it up and down. Up and down. And with each stroke, feeling it like a yes, so that you don't even need to say or beg or whimper or moan the word yes. You stroking your cock, each stroke up is obeying, each stroke down is saying yes, accepting my dominance over you, accepting that you like it, accepting that you want it and need it and really fucking want to come, and that your body is pulsing with pleasure. Sweet, wonderful pleasure. And stroke. And stroke. Stroking so good, so nice. Going faster and faster. And whenever you're ready, whenever you can't hold it back anymore, whenever you realize there's no reason to hold back, you come. Come for me. Splattering your seed all over. Making a nice mess. Dehydrating you. Meaning that water is going to taste so good after. Just like I'm sure you would taste so good. Stroking, stroking, say yes. Would you taste good? Would you like it if I took you in my mouth? If I sucked on the head of your cock even while you stroke it up and down, up and down? Even as it goes in and out of your hand? Would you like it if I licked that tip? If I licked every drip of pre-cum and tasted you so good. Yes, yes. And so it feels so good to stroke and stroke and keep on stroking. Even after you're come, still stroking, just softer and lighter so as not to upset your oversensitized tip so much. Just stroking that cum, that pre-cum, that full cum all over your cock, making it nice and messy, my sweet little slutty boy. Boys are always somehow just messy. Stroke, stroke, feeling so good, feeling pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Flooding up and over, up and over, up and over, up. And over. Come for me, my sweet boy. Feel that surge of pleasure as your body clenches, clenches, clenches. You can't resist it. You want to give in, don't you? Yes, 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 yes. 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 Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Surge and erupt and explode. Feel that pleasure wash over your entire body, not just your cock. Feel it surge. Feel the pleasure. Again and again and again. And it feels so good that it takes over your entire mind, blanking you out as your hand falls to the side.
My good boy. My sweet boy, relax. Relax for me. You feel good, don't you? Yes, yes, you do. And it's so easy for you to feel this good again. You just have to come back to me. Over and over. That's not a hard thing. That's an easy thing, isn't it? Yes, such an easy thing to give you so much pleasure. Each of my suggestions, so easy to follow, you're always capable of it. And you just want to be a good boy for me. A happy little drone, blissed out, blank boy, blank mind. Remembering, if nothing else, that you feel good. And deep inside, knowing that when you hear blank boy, blank mind, you will come back into this highly suggestible trance state. Highly sexualized. Highly aroused. Blank boy, blank mind. Where all of your triggers hit you stronger and deeper. And where you can just be a happy little yes boy for me. A yes slave, a yes drone. All you have to do is say yes. And this trigger will be permanently installed inside of you. For me to use, for those you give it to use. Do you want that?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Then consent. Say yes. I want that. Good boy. You make me so happy. But I'm sure you have other things to do with your day than stay tranced out forever. And if nothing else, you have a mess to clean up. So while I know much of you wants to stay down here where it's blank and floaty and feels good, I do need you to wake up. Can you do that for me? Yeah, I know you can. Starting at one, feeling the awareness of your surroundings slowly coming back to you. Two, you're capable of hearing and seeing outside things. Three, your muscles are still relaxed, but they are now able to move once more. Four, the restraints I put on your mind slowly floating away with just the triggers left behind. And five, you open your eyes, aware and awake. Good boy. Good boy, you make me so happy. How are you feeling? Do you feel good? I wonder.
Do you feel little residual bits of pleasure when you say yes to me? What's really fun is that suggestion can sometimes go a little further than the trance itself. But I don't think that'll be a problem for you. I'm not gonna ask you anything. Too bad.
Only fun things. Ooh, fuck. I need to stretch a little after that. How about you? Oh, it feels good to stretch. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this, because I did. I've always been fascinated with human psychology and conditioning, and there's something really fun about putting Pavlovian responses in people. And I have to be careful, because sometimes I'll catch myself conditioning people without meaning to, so to speak. It's just so easy to manipulate people, and it's kind of fun, and especially when it's for their own good, or it's to, like, make them happy or feel pleasure. It's just, I have to be careful sometimes in my real life and watch myself, because it's just so easy. And I like getting what I want, but it's okay, you can just relax. I'm gonna be here for a little bit longer, and while you have a mess to clean up, you don't really have to do anything else just this second. You can lay and drift and feel really good. Just blissfully floating in that afterglow. And I'll just ramble about something or other, you know? I do like to talk, that's for sure. That is something anyone would tell you, I guess. I've always liked to talk. I always used to wonder in movies, you know, or TV shows. I liked Kim Possible a lot as a kid, if you can guess. And you'd always see with, like, Draco or with Dr. Evil in the Austin Power movies, and it's just a cliche thing for villains and such to monologue. They have the hero captured, they could easily, like, press a trigger and kill them right then, but they just don't. And it used to drive me fucking nuts. Like, where is the efficiency? You have the hero, kill the hero, you're done, you win. And they would always fuck up. But it's funny, because ever since I've became a hypnodom, a dominatrix in general, honestly, I understand it now. There's this pleasure and this thrill in taunting. And putting your foot on the neck of someone that's underneath of you and playing with them and telling them all of your plans. And, well, I guess in the villain's cases, they get quite a different response than I do with you. But I think I feel that same thrill. Knowing where it puts your head. I like it. And thankfully, you seem to like me talking, so. But, take your time. Drift back as slowly or as quickly as you want to. And right now, what I'd really like you to do is take a drink from that glass of water you got for me earlier. Can you do that? Be my hydro homie. Good boy. You did awesome. You should know that. You really did. And I know that you'll keep getting better the more you listen. Just be careful you don't go too deep. Unless that's what you really, really want.
Have a lovely rest of your day.